This week on Minnesota Native News, we hear about a call for truth and reconciliation over the U.S.'s former American Indian boarding school policies and more.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.
This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. The Canadian Truth and Reconciliation Commission recently released a report officially recognizing the trauma caused by the Canadian Indian boarding school system. The report calls for 92 different policy changes to address that trauma. Here in the U.S., WIDER Chairwoman Irma Visner is working with the National Congress of American Indians to call for a National Commission on American Indian Boarding School Policy. The group wants a formal documentation of the atrocities of the boarding school era and a list of reconciliation measures. As part of the project, she's collaborating with the Episcopal Church to host three community forums about U.S. boarding schools.
Within the boarding school era, no such thing as separation of church and state. United States government partnered in with denominations to carry out this assimilation policy that ultimately, generation after generation, destroyed our families, broke up our family system. And we are in that day today.
The next community forum, hosted by Visner and the Episcopal Church, will be held on July 18th on the White Earth Nation. A coalition of Native-led organizations are working with Children's Hospitals and Clinics of Minnesota to improve health among Native Americans in the Twin Cities region. Anna Youngerman is with Children's Hospital. She says the group is paying particular attention to how to help newborn babies who, in Minnesota, are more likely to be premature, have low birth weight, and suffer from opioid addiction.
It's not necessarily clinically oriented and really is more about experience oriented. How are patients and families experiencing their time at Children's?
Right now, the hospital is collaborating with All My Relations Gallery and the Native American Community Development Institute on a project called The First Gift. Volunteers are meeting weekly to make baby moccasins to give families of sick newborns. It's a way to welcome the child into the world with a traditional gift from the Native community. About 40 community members gathered in South Minneapolis for a traditional blessing of the Meshkiki Gitagon, or Medicine Garden. The farm is on a large lot owned by the Indian Health Board, and it's located just off the American Indian Culture Corridor. Reporter Melissa Townsend was there, and she has the story.
Hey, but we need to hear you guys. Everybody here has got to cheer really loud.
Woo!
Oh, a lot of energy! Get your energy going here.
Do you want to
Indian Health Board go? What's going on over there? See, look at, they're peeking out the windows already.
Yeah.
You guys want to play one more? We all start gathering.
Sure.
As the little thunderbird sang on the drum, the group formed a large circle around a spiral of raised soil where tiny little corn plants were popping up. Elder Ernie Whiteman, cultural director at the Hugo Farm Dream of Wild Health, offered the blessing.
This is something that has held our people together for thousands of years. The fact that we honor the earth, the fact that we do our sacred ways, and we gather together, and this is what it takes to make things happen, to make things work.
He gave the group instructions.
I'm going to have Mike hand out this sacred tobacco, and all you do with your left hand is just take a little pinch and hold on to that tobacco until I finish the prayer. And you can go into the middle of the spiral and put your tobacco down in the center of that spiral.
After the blessing, there was a round dance and a feast. This is the third year of operation for the urban farm. Lead farmer Christina Elias says the mission is to create a space for the community to gather, learn, and get healthy food.
So our goal this year is to have the community events, to have the formalized teaching and have the 4-H, as well as do what I call karma markets. People can pay what they can, what they think something's worth, and get healthy food for home. And we are going to sell at the Four Sisters Market on Franklin.
Elias says the organizers are trying to sell more of the produce in order to increase the sustainability of the urban farm. For Minnesota Native News, I'm Melissa Townsend.
This is Minnesota Native News.